så er det godt kun det nu der. Du finish det der to page over. So the other part of subject, this is what I spot the subject. Afternoon, so to continue tomorrow. Yeah, to finish them tonight today. There will come a time when entering into roaring flames, all your flesh and bones are burned and reduced to a pile of ash, or a time when your body, which can't bear even heavy clothes, is wedged tight in a hole in the ground. This is going to happen to you. There will come a time of announcing, of the announcing, the deceased, him or herself, at the beginning and end of your sweet name. This is going to happen to you. In a time when the area is filled with the sobbing sounds of your affectionate close companions and circle of servants. This is going to happen to you. There will come a time so actually this is a very good this is very good actually while it's been read also to meditate, you know, that actually happening to you. And this, I think it was very, very powerful meditation. But as it's saying, it's actually happening to one, so you see. It's very powerful meditation. There will come a time when your clothes, hats, possessions, and lipstick will be divided up. Livestock.
Livestock.
I thought it was the paintings. Mm. I thought it was the, you know, the livestock. When I read it, I thought of that. All that thing, you see, like livestock. And livestock will be divided up. Including guitar and with nothing left in the four directions and the corners, and there will come a time when in total despair alone you reach the passage to the intermediate state. This is going to happen to you. The terrors of the four fearful enemies descending upon you are going to come. The terrors of four fearful enemies descending upon you are going to come. The appearance of being trapped under a mountain of packed rock and rubble, and buried beneath a furious avalanche of earth. Now what to do? So this is the intermediate stage, you know, of the terrifying appearance. The appearance of being sad. The appearance of being set adrift on the surface of a vast sea and carried away by violent swelling waves. What to do? The experience of your heart and ears being split open by the sizzling and crackling sounds of a fiery conflagration. What to do? The fearful experience of being involved and swept away by the swirling dark winds of the end of an eon. What to do? When you are driven by the powerful red winds of karma and swallow up, when you are driven by the powerful red winds of karma and swallowed up by a terrifying darkness, what to do? When you are bound with a lasso by the messengers of Yama and in total despair are led away. What to do? When you are tortured in so many detestable ways by ox and scorpion headed karmic agents, what to do? We have to edit there the Malapi headed. when you are before the Yama king, the Lord of Death, as he wakes up the whites and blacks, your virtuous and unvirtuous actions, what to do? When Yama exposes your lie of having spent your human life in attachment, hatred, and deceit, what to do? When at Yama's court, the punishment, that is the ripening effect of your negative actions, is meted out, what to do? When your naked body is stretched out on the glowing red-hot iron, ground in the fires of hell, what to do? Though your body is cut to pieces by a rain of weapons, still you must experience it without dying, what to do? Though you are cooked in molten iron, oh, that's what I remember. Though you are cooked in molten iron, until your flesh falls away and your bones disintegrate, still you must experience it without dying, what to do? Though your body and the fire burn inseparably, still you must experience it without dying, what to do? When your body is pierced by a freezing cold wind and cracks into 100,000 pieces, what to do? Having fallen into the miserable state of a hungry ghost with its hunger and thirst, you have to starve for many years, what to do? When you have become one of those stupid, dumb, unfortunate animals that eat each other alive, what to do? When the unbearable suffering of the evil gone realms have actually befallen you, what to do? Now don't be distracted with the sounds of hurrying, lau lau. Right this moment is the time to steal your will. It's not only time, it's almost too late. Right now, lau lau. Apply yourself with great force. Holy precepts of the Lama, kind father, heart of the authoritative scripture of the victorious Losang, practice of the pure path of complete sutra and tantra. It's time to place real experience upon your mind stream. Who is the faster, Yama, the Lord of Death, or you in your practice of realizing the essence of your eternal dream? The welfare of both yourself and others, as much as you can each day. Unifying the three doors of your body, spirit, and mind. Put all your effort into your practice. This is a very good... especially when one's mind losing inspiration or mind so distracted by the activities of this life, or the sense pleasures. So it's very good to read and meditate this one, or in the morning when you begin the day to read even half of this, so that is here is some part of this. So it's, it reminds Dharma very seriously. It makes you think of Dharma very seriously to practice and to make correct decision in the life. that puts life in, puts life, this life that is off from the road to enlightenment, so road to happiness, or the spiritual enlightenment, that's off. then keep it in there, bring back into path to enlightenment, so the continue in the journey, you see, to it's also good when you do retreat, you know, to use beginning of the session. If you're doing preliminary or session deities retreat, also to use at the beginning the mind to make pure for inspiration. So that. Even to read some part, you know, and then next part, another session could also could that. it's a very good tool. It's where it's a kind of a teaching, very powerful teaching to recharge the mind, the inspiration to pull out life, or to bring back to Dharma from distraction, or the engaging heavenly karma, or life getting lost, or whatever. like the horse, or is it animal that that you are riding on. Then if it goes wrong way, it goes off from the road which leads to where you want to be. if it goes off, then you hit, you know, whipper, you hit, then keeps in the main road, and then it goes this way, then you hit the other side, and then then keeps the animal in the, to go in the road that which leads to where where you wish to be. For happiness. So that so impermanence. The great great teacher Geshe Nyima from Devon Rosalind, who is one of the top learned, famous one from Tibet, from all those among many thousands. From Devon was one of the top learned ones. that he soon took some teachings on the Prajnaparamita commentary on the fourth chapter, some part from Genyama. And Lama took the country ground parts, Tushita, not the one of the Tibetan monk, I think Geshe Dobje, the one who was abbot of Tibetan, the nunnery at Dharamsala, so I think one of their house. the Lama went to take their teachings. So I took up to Kalachakra from Geshe Nyima, which is at Devon Monastery, in his room. I was staying at his own, which is house, and then I used to go there to receive the things. So Geshe was very skillful. Yes. very skillful. So the way he does is he lets me to read the text. He doesn't read the text. He lets me to read the text. Then he can make commentary, which is very interesting, because then I don't fall asleep. It's a very skillful. It's a very skillful way of doing. There's no chance to sleep, you see, to fall asleep. So, because I have to read, then Krishna Maharaj gave commentary that who is you know, great scholar but also experienced path, you know, that Krishna Maharaj said that you know, when you do sadhana, like Guya Samaja or like Kala Samaja, you see, sadhana, you know, there's many pages, you know, some sadhana has many pages. there's quite a bit of part about the mandala, you know, all the decorations and deities and mandala, you know, so that makes. So he said that. When you have when you have realization of generation stage, then all the sadhana become very, very short. when you have realization of generation stage, you see, whenever you want to visualize, everything happens instantly. You know, whole visualization mandala, you are serving deity, whole visualization mandala, all the details and deities in the mandala, all the, all the decorations, everything, all these details, it instantly happens to your mind, because you don't have to go through every single details. So you don't have to read the whole one by one. Everything just comes to you. So I think that's why Gautama said that sadhana become very short. So when you have realization of the generation stage, you know, the gross generation stage, you see. So that's also Gautama mentioned. So when you have realization of that, then without effort, whenever you want, it's just instantly that it happens, and everything goes through mind training. So it means maybe. We have to hurry up to have realization so that sadhana becomes very short. You can finish within 5 minutes. As it mentioned at the end, so like that. So every day we put effort more in Lamrim foundation, it's a good version, three pence path, you know. if you don't have those realizations, put more effort in that, then next effort into Tantra. we should attempt. Of course, this is your one's own choice, but generally speaking, one should attempt to also practice Tantra because life is short. Life is very short, and death can happen any time. So therefore, you see, this is possible to receive perfect immediate birth is extremely rare. You know, this is about once. And then to not only to meet Buddha, but of course with Dharma, how rare the you know, then, I mean, extremely rare to meet with Dharma, then even much more rare Mahayana teaching, then extremely rare, then even much, much more rare Tantra. And specialized Tantra is much more, extremely rare. You know, to to meet the air, and to meet an at least, you know, at least to leave positive imprint, even if we don't achieve realization in this life, but at least to leave some positive imprint, make some connection in this life. At least now, even that now, to make some connection by leaving some, at least some positive imprint, by reciting sadhanas, you know, by by doing some meditation, at least leave some positive imprint connection, so that at least not empty, and so that in the future lives, you create a cause to meet Tantra teaching again in the future lives, or in those pure land where there's Tantra teaching. So, however, then you see, create a cause in the future life to meet Tantra teaching again to exercise path. So, without taking initiation, then you are not allowed to hear commentaries. That so the so, and while one's training mind in Lamrim, Guru to Krishna Tripas Path, the studying, your objective is bodhicitta, to each extract this line, but you start from the perfect image birth, touch with all those realizations, but gradually to, you know, to realization. Bodhicitta in this life. So no matter how many, no matter how many, no matter how many hundreds of lifetime it takes, or no matter how many years it takes, and also other ones with emptiness, so that then later, then to do, when the learn the teachings well, and then later, then to do, they achieve the one point in this concentration, some other the tantra related with the general stage, or the related with tumo mentation, the complete stage, the tumo mentation. this is not about that. So, that so usually students advised that so if you do with the tantric practice like complete in the generation stage, the completion stage, this was not about the two momentation, then after you have some experience, you know. Or this is your Narva, you know, you have some experience, some accomplishment there, or you achieve Shine, you know. So one or the other, so so that was advice, but similar to what Papanga advised that, so this way the life is very short, and so you don't miss, so you achieve at least one of the realizations, so something like that. So, so this next effort, then into tantra practice, so at least leave some imprint by doing some meditation, so that or something. you see. Well, that connection, even though it's not the main, it's not the actual main time to spend, put the main effort into that. So, spending spending whole time into, you know, sadhana. But left out the lamrim, interested in tantra, but not left out the lamrim, then that won't, then can't reach much. It's not that much practical, because if one doesn't have lamrim realization, so can't reach much, can't have much success of tantra. So that there's a monastery in Thakpo-shidu, I think Thakpo-shiduling. This is a very good monastery. Pabanga Deshinga's Guru's monastery. I think this from whom Pabanga Deshinga received Lamrim teachings, I think. This is not like Sarakata Devi, where doing extensive learning philosophy or main emphasis on study, but here, here this monastery is on the basis of, in the basis of Vinaya, then they practice, within 1 year, the constitution of the monastery, the lamrim, whole lamrim meditation and the two stages, whole meditation is divided within 1 year. So this, all the monks, this is what they meditate. In 1 year, whole lamrim and then two stages. You see, when 1 year, see divided, that this Thakpo-shiduling, this Pabanga, the guru, see, from received lamrim teachings. So his guru is a monastery. It's a monastery. Main aim of practice, not so much emphasis of expanding the study, but it's more on the basis of learning the essence, lamrim and tantra, then maintains the perfect practice. So that's a very interesting way it's set up, this monastery. Very, very good. I guess basically for the individual person, whichever way is easier, I think more practical or more beneficial, I think that's the main. as far as the shini, the karma about meditation, whether you do just in breathing or you know, they focus on, you know, focus on the Buddha's holy body, or something the size of thumb, say, very small. Of course, that as explained, the Sutta teachings like that, or the. You know, or some Egyptian name by using the mind as an object, so that or relate with them. So I think basically individual person's karma, or how to say, you know, which way is easy to have realization, I think. However, the very last thing, all this is done on the basis of the very last practice. That is the one day the going through lamrim prayer, foundation good quality, or Lama Tsongkhapa has the hymns of the experience of hand, that or any of the prayer, meditation prayer of the whole stage of path from happened. The basically on the foundation of Tantra, you see. Then another graduate path, another prayer or graduate path of Tantra, of your deity, that which is a one's own deity, that has the deity's graduate path. So one prayer, one meditation prayer, say, on that. So these two, the prayer of graduate tantric path, which has a more detailed explanation, detailed how to go about to achieve enlightenment by practicing tantra. So, which comes usually at the end of the long version of sadhana, the whole path to enlightenment. Whole path to enlightenment of that deity comes end of the long version of sadhana. So that one, that and then lam prayer. These two, very essential to read every day, direct meditation on these two. So of course, more appropriate if one has received high tantric initiation, so that one, when you read the prayer of the whole path to enlightenment of your deity, so you can read the commentary, and you have some. Then you, this way, you get some understanding about the prayer that shows whole. That goes straight, shows the whole stage apart, tangled apart, to enlightenment. So these two prayer, not just one lamrim, but also so this is the very last thing to do. To plant a seed of the whole lamrim part, and then whole the stage apart of the stage apart. And of the your deity, to plant seed of all the realizations of the path in your mental continuum. And so that so each time when you do that, it plants seed of the whole path of enlightenment, lamrim and tantra. So that's the advice. That's the very, very essential thing. Every day you plant seed of the whole path of enlightenment. So that means every day you make your life closer to enlightenment. And that means closer to enlighten all sentient beings, liberate the number of sentient beings from oceans of samsara sufferings, and bring them to enlightenment. So how many times do you do that in one day to there are different sadhanas, then there's a graduate tantric path end of that of the deity. So each time when you do that, then you see your leave and then you become closer and closer. Each time when you do one day, how many times you do lamrim prayer, you become closer that much to the realizations of path from enlightenment. So this is one very basic thing. Then the other one is train the mind in the lamrim, on the basis of that. So as a man, then the main effort in this, then the other one is they do some tantric practice of that. No. And then I would like to continue how to make the life meaningful. That is, this time I would like to extend just generally to offer education oneself and to help others. many, so many other sentient beings, those who have human body, and can make their lives meaningful in everyday life, so many ways. So I think that seems very, very, very important. Benefit to others in so many different ways. So that dāgī jīnyā sāpīyā gāvā tītīndān tō wā kūlā kāmbhā nā kēpārā jīsūn lō sāng tāvā yī tēmbē nīmbō jīn tō sā jī rū
sā jī mū yē jū shī mē tā trā mē rā dēn shī nī lē kī mā tī sā gē shī nū mē tē wā yē rō mē nā nā shī ngā nyū mā shū yē tāṁ gō rā rā nā mā ndā lā ngāṁ nī rā nā yā nī. In all, never be parted in all our lives from Mahayana sources.
All sentient beings.
Oh, I forgot sentient beings.
No, yesterday I thought to mention, but I didn't succeed. I don't know, they're all sentient beings. All the kangaroos. The koala bears.
Seriously, Roshan? The other animals get upset. The millipedes will get upset.
And New Zealand is good. Kiwis.
Kiwis.
Anyway, all sentient as well.
No. I'll start again. But the Judo Sutta I'm asking about myself, both the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and they're all sentient beings. I myself, or members of my family, members of this organization, and all sentient beings, never be parted in all our lives from Mahayana's forces. May we reach the end of our journey along the paths of renunciation, bodhicitta, pure view, and the two stages.
In all the paths, present vision, merits, corrected memory, and merits, corrected brothers, may the bodhicitta be actualized with the one's heart, the one's of family members, all of us here, and as well as here the organizers, and all those people doing service here, of course, and then in the hearts of all the students, benefactors, and this organization, and those who give up their lives to the organization doing service to the name of Buddha, in all their hearts, as well as in the hearts of all the sentient beings, especially in the hearts of Sayyidi. I made a Buddhist vision in the house of everyone, oneself, one's family, all of us here in the house of Buddha. Then in the house of everyone in this world. Changju Sunjo Rinpoche Maje Bhamam Jejuruje Kyeva Nyamba Meva Aye Kone Akundu Bhavarayu. May the Buddhist be generated in one's heart and all of us here in the house of all the leaders of this, all the leaders of the countries. And then as well as terrorists and all the people who doing so much violence, doing so much harm to others. May the Buddhist be generated also in all their hearts without delay in seconds. And there was may be increased. And also in our heart, Buddhist generated may be increased. Changju Sunjo Rinpoche Maje Banam Jejuruji Kyeva Nyamba Meva Ye Kone Kongu. All this in this life, then all the opportunity that we have Dharma practice, met Dharma, practice Dharma, purify, department, and karma, doubled and very practiced and smith. And during the course today, all this so many times sky submitted collectively, so many times today, by taking passive, so then by doing the extended guru puja practice, as well as with each time with all this unimaginable the purification and the collective merit. By doing even just with the prostrations each time, inciting the Buddha's name, and listening to the given to the then all the and the by doing extensive offerings, all this so many times, limited scars of medical, like all this, the for it, the one object refuge of us, all sentient beings, and this. Originate of all the happenings, but of compassion in human forms, Dalai's kindness. So, pray also stay alive, all the holy wishes, basically, immediately. Hare Rave Abhuve Shingam Dir Pendangai Devaya Malu Jungve Ne Cheres Dende Dyaso Yin Shabe Siddhe Padu Tenjo Yiji Yoda Vachitra Pande Lame Anambara Tawa Lakichi Tsamyang Lada Dende lakbara tungwe mabu di lame jena samla anjubara Pande lame na anabagda dhrimata khanyama yola di yi jung watan da shen malu supada Yada sanje tovaru ajinji loay These are the past, present, future, medical, material, and medical brothers. May I apply for limits, guys, to benefit to all sentient beings and teaching Buddha, like Lama Tsongkhapa, exactly like Lama Tsongkhapa, by having the same quality within me as Lama Tsongkhapa has in all the future lifetimes, and from now on, in all of his life, even in every second to benefit. These are all the past, present, future merits collected by me, three time merits collected by others. All these merits what exists, so what is a mere level by mind? What doesn't exist, so what is what appear to us, not merely by mind, and that is totally non-existent, empty, totally empty. Man, I who exist is what is who is merely by mind, but who doesn't exist is who appear to us, and the real one, independent, who is totally non-existent, empty. That one, total non-existent and empty. Achieved, that is the enlightenment, which exists, what is in the mind, what doesn't exist, which appeared to us in the mind, in the real one, meaning independent one, which is total non-existent and empty. Little lesson to me, who exist, who are merely by mind, who do not exist, which appears in their belief, a real sentient being, in a sense, an independent one. So it's distinct from samsara, which is totally non-existent, empty, right there. To that, Bhajadara's enlightenment, which exists also what is merely left by mind, what doesn't exist, this which appears to us, the real one, in the sense of independent, non-existent from inside, which is totally non-existent and totally empty right there. By myself alone, who exists, the mere level of our mind, who do not exist, and who appears to one's own mind, that real I, in the sense, independent one, existing from the side, which is totally non-existent, empty. And I dedicate all the merits to the and then the particular also remembering that all this all this opportunity that we have, as I mentioned before, then. To meet Dharma, practice Dharma, all this kind of merit, and purify and make closer and closer to enlightenment, and to be able to enlighten them. The particular one is about Lama is kindness. then the four part of this organization. Oh. So I guess maybe Lama asked Windy to start something. I think this is my memory, something non-Windy, so to start something. I think that was my think that's how it happened, I think. So however that so that Lama saying, or whatever wishes Lama had in the past, to be actualized, everything was exactly. And then Lama also was, the benefit, able to offer skies, benefit to sentient being. And I said, it in Buddha, where Lama Tsung Hapa exactly, then, like every benefit. Well, then, completing all the studies and monastery and all that. then I take all the merits to be able to follow holy and the Buddha Swami Dhamma Madhubhasha as he realizes. I take all the merits in the same way, all the powers, but which of the take the merit. Generally, I did all the powers, but which of the merits from the take our merits of credit by others. General teaching with Buddha, Pray Lama Tsung Hapa teaching that was in the path of the Tantra. May it be completely actualized, was so hard in this very lifetime, in the house of all the family members, all of us here, and in the house of all the organizers. yeah, with the house, you know, all the people who are doing service here, and as well as in the house of all the Then all the organizers of each center, the organizers, then all the students in the house, all the supporters, and in all their house, and those give up the large organization doing services in all their house, to be complete exercise in this very lifetime. And then they made a flourish by spreading all in all the directions, maybe we flourish by on this wall. To multiply each measure of credit today, 100,000 times, which multiplies 100,000 times, the Buddha's name and mantra. last step that's named it, which has the power to increase each merit 100,000 times. Not only that, but all the prayers that we do have been a success. This is due to the blessing of emanated Buddha with the Sabbath, unbearable dependent arising, due to my special attitude, may all my pure prayers be succeed immediately.
One.